Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast. In this week's episode of the podcast, I'm joined by Mark Ackerman. Mark is building a portfolio of property down in Plymouth on the South Coast, and I thought I'd get him on to share a little bit about his journey pre-property, what he's been up to in property, and maybe what's coming next. So Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So for anyone who doesn't know you, how long have you been in property for?
Well, all in all, I would say since I was about 40, so about a bit earlier than that, about 20 years. But I started, stopped, then started again.
So you're 60.
Nearly.
He looks about 21, thank honestly.
You.
So, started at about 40, yes. 20 odd years. Was that full-time in property for the last 20 years, or were you also in a career?
I had a business. It was generating some extra cash. So right. I thought the good thing to do is invest in property. People told me property doubled in value every 10 years. And I thought, this is excellent.
Right. What type of business?
A garage business.
So like cars?
Cars, yeah. It was actually car parts at that time, back in sort of 2008, 2010.
So doing all right in car parts, decided to get into property. This was back in early to mid to late 2000s?
Yeah, we started buying them around 2005, I think it was.
Right. And then got a few properties over that period of time, decided to educate yourself.
Yes, because I've always had a passion for property and those properties were sold most recently about 4 years ago.
Right.
One was an apartment that we bought in 2005, which was off plan.
Yeah.
So it stayed in negative equity literally the whole time that we had it.
Right. So you had money from your garage business. You decided to buy property because it doubles every 10 years.
Yes.
And then you bought something but ended up in negative equity.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I bought something off plan.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything at that time about adding value, etc.
Yeah.
The other property I bought was a little Victorian property, typical rental near the dockyard. Rented it, no problem, for about 10 years, but I didn't increase the rent. So I had one that stayed in negative equity, although it cash flowed reasonably, you know, £200 or £300, £400, whatever it was. The other one cash flowed okay, but I didn't increase the rent. So right. It didn't end as well as I wanted it to. Then we did a development at home, which started about 2018. So I sold those houses and I felt a bit of a failure, to be honest. I'd sold these investment properties that I should have kept. I wanted to keep them. Bit
so what year did you sell them?
2018.
2018. So you started 2005.
Yeah.
By 2018, after 13 years.
Yes.
How many properties had you acquired?
Only the two.
Two.
Yeah, just okay, two. So and obviously our own home as well.
Plus your own home.
Yeah.
So the two investment properties plus your own home over 13 years.
Yes.
So you would be what I would consider the statistic, the average landlord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then how did you find Progressive, or I guess why did you even go looking, or how did that all come about?
Always having a passion for property and being disappointed that it didn't work out the first time and not want to give in. I thought, I really want to try this again. So somehow I worked out that I needed to be educated and somehow I found Progressive, or it found me.
You don't even know how?
I don't know. What we found you or you found us, I don't know. But I'm so glad that it did.
When was that?
2021, about midway through 2021.
Right.
That's when I seen you.
What? Did you see me online?
Yes. My wife said, who's this loony?
Thanks, yeah. I get that a lot, Tim.
Yes.
So you decided to come all the way off from Plymouth to Peterborough?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know. And then what have you done since?
Well, the first thing I saw, I think, was a YouTube video with Anne Halton.
Right, yeah.
And within about 3 minutes, the penny had dropped where you should be. If you want to be a property investor or a developer, you should be buying property, adding value, recycling your money. So everything I didn't do for 20 odd years, I found out in less than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's when I thought, I'm onto something here. So I pursued the Progressive.
For anyone who is listening and doesn't know who Anne Holton is one of our trainers on the Buy, Refurbish, Rent, Refinance Masterclass. And where, Mark, you bought that property originally in 2005 and you bought it off plan, went negative equity. The saying of property doubles in value every 10 years. Well, one of the biggest ways to add value to a property, for anyone listening, is to do Buy, Refurbish, Rent, Refinance. So you're actually adding a significant chunk of that added value just through the refurbishment. And then the market takes care of the rest of it over a period of time. And in off plan, you'll typically probably overpay. You don't get any cash flow. And I have the painful experience of that as well.
I know.
Well, I bought mine abroad. Did you buy yours in the UK or abroad?
UK.
In UK. What part of the UK?
Plymouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. So local.
Keep it local.
And the thing is, I bought off plan abroad and lost money. And people think, oh, you lost money in off plan abroad. Don't do off plan abroad. But actually, off plan in the UK is just as bad as off plan abroad. You can lose money anywhere. And I came to the realization in 2013 that it wasn't that property was bad. It was just that I was bad at it. So I guess.
Similar
realization.
Yeah, disappointing.
So you've seen Anne, you've seen the buy, refurbish, rent, refinance stuff. What happened next?
Started following yourself and the other mentors at Progressive, stuck to Progressive because I thought if I dilute that, I need to keep on track. I need this to work. I could see people being successful, what appeared to be being successful. So I came to Progressive on a, it must have been a free event,
yep.
Maybe Misopi or like a day right. event. I think where it was no money down.
Right, yeah.
Day or something.
Yeah, so Misopi is multiple streams of property income, which is our flagship three-day property event. And I do nominee down summit, so it's probably one of those type of events.
It was one of those.
Yeah.
And I soon realized, looking at a couple of the different strategies like serviced accommodation, no money down, the no money down resonated with me, you did. And I thought, this is what I'm going to do. And you said to everybody, on the stage, stood there with all of the people that day, that we could earn money from other people's property. I've been in business a long time. Some of it good, some of it bad. To earn money from a property that I don't own sounded ridiculous, to be honest. you also said that there's people out there with an abundance of money and they'll lend it to you if you ask. I also thought that was ridiculous.
Why, thank you. what happened after you thought it was ridiculous?
I did your three-day course.
Yeah.
So we committed to the course, 3 days, no money down. And you, as most people would say, your brain is blown on within those 3 days. It's quite exhausting. Then you go away. And I was determined not to waste the money I'd spent on the course. I had to get a return. I had to show my family that we weren't, wasting money, another harebrained idea. So we set about getting HMOs on a rent-to-rent basis. That's where I didn't want to do the service accommodation, as I said. I just thought it was easier to do the HMOs on a rent-to-rent basis.
And I'd say on that is it's whatever's right for each person, because some people, a serviced accommodation resonates with you. Some people have a multiple occupation resonate with you. Both of them work if you work. So you went down the HMO route.
Yeah. And I could see people. It was quite common saying at Progressive, you can do all the training. Nothing's going to happen unless you take action.
Yeah.
So we wrote the letter. It might have been not a very good letter at that time. We actually used a deal sourcer on the first two. It's someone we've learned, we've met them now or back then and become friends, and we support each other in business to this day because I thought if we get the first one,
yep,
it'll be easier sell for number two or number three. So that's what we did. We got going. It wasn't the best, probably. We'll get perfect later. We started the first one. We were thrilled that we took over this empty HMO. It had no tenants, no furniture. So that cost us a little bit, really. But I thought it was a good thing initially.
Yep.
We were excited because we got our first one. Lady trusted us with the house. We've still got the house. She's happy with the service, as all of our landlords are. Because we made sure we did a good job. It was imperative that we did literally a perfect job, because that would take us to number three, number four, number five. Yeah,
the word of mouth just from that landlady as well.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what we did. So we just stuck to that. We didn't deviate off too many things. We stuck to the HMOs, learned about it.
So when was it you got your first one? What year was that? 22, probably?
Yes. So I came here around June time, I think it was, or maybe watch your web. It was around summertime, 21. And then 22, January, we got the first one.
Okay. So that's just over 2 and a bit years ago. So 26-ish months ago?
Yeah, just over.
So how many have you done since?
Well, we've soon got the second one, which was, I can't remember exactly without looking at the records, but I think it was the February. We thought, oh, this is okay. And then I thought, right, I'm not going to use a sourcer this time. I think I can do it myself. So more letters to the HMOs, etc., telling people what you do. Eventually, we got it up, one phone call off one letter, brought two to the portfolio. So
two deals off one landlord?
Two deals off one landlord. We work with him really well. He's really grateful. He's an out-of-town investor, and I think this strategy works really well with that. If they're, you know, retired, they want to spend time away from their base in Plymouth, or they just don't even live in Plymouth. They live, you know, abroad or further afield. And I always make sure we do a really good job caring for that property as if it was our own, if not more, you know.
So that was 3 and 4. How many have you got in total now, fast forward the 20, sort of 6 months later?
We've got 9.
Right, so 9 properties in 26 months.
Yeah.
Which what?
Pardon?
You said you're about to say we've got 9, which yes. I've seen a disappointment.
Yeah, I feel disappointed because we know how to do it. We're doing a really good job with the ones we've got.
Yeah.
But I'm just struggling a little bit to grow it. I feel 20 is manageable.
Yeah.
My son, we set my son up with a HMO management company.
Yeah.
The HMO Pro. He's doing a grand job. I didn't want to deal with the tenants from day one. That was his job. That was it. We agreed to do that. He came on your course, actually.
Yeah.
On the No Money Down. So he does the management. So now we're trying to start him a management company. So we've got one to date under management. So in total, we've got 10.
Okay. So in 13, and this is where I see a lot from people who I would consider to be driven entrepreneurs, is we will never be happy potentially with what we've got. And I'll put it in perspective for you that in 13 years from 2005 to 2018, you did 2 deals. And in 26 months, you did 9 rent-to-rents and 1 under management. So that's one, just on the 9, that's more than 1 every 12 weeks. For any of our listeners who are listening to this, I think you need to stalk him on social media and beat some sense into him with love that he's absolutely smashing it. But great that you have the drive to do more. But when you break that down into perspective, more than 1 deal every 12 weeks.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's probably a deal every 10 to 11 weeks, which is very, very good. I've got another question for you. Has the profits from those deals replaced what you were making in a garage, been better than the income for the ones you had bought and had done previously? How's the income like?
For sure. When you say you can replace your income with these strategies, it's absolutely true. I've always been self-employed. I've always been the boss. So my income has always been quite good. But for sure, those properties would replace an income quite easily. And I was just speaking to an older chap who's just got his first SA recently. And he's still in a job. He's a mechanic as well. So I feel for him. He must be 70 and he's still working in a job doing 46 hours working. I think it's like HGVs or something. So hard work in a freezing cold workshop. I know what that feels like. And I've just encouraged him. And that's another thing that this progressive family are so good at is the support, the network. If you're not sure, if you're stressed out about something, there is 100% an answer to your problem, and you'll be encouraged. You'll work around the way and the problem, and before you know it, he'll be on to his second and third. He set his target at 6, and I said you'll be out of that freezing cold workshop before you know it. I've tried converting him over to HMOs as opposed to SA, but hey.
In your first meeting with me, you said I said two things, and one was around you could make money from other people's houses, and two was people had loads of money, and you kind of thought
crazy
on both of them. The one on making money from other people's houses, do you now still think I was crazy?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
What about the one of people having loads of money and want to lend it to you? So have you done anything else outside of the rent-to-rent?
Well, once I understood there were private investors willing to loan the money to fund property deals, I thought, I want a slice of that pie. How do I go about it? And that was when I decided to join the mastermind. Although I'd raised the money last September and I've only just joined the mastermind in January, but I've raised private finance.
So the private finance you've raised, do you mind me asking sort of how much, for what type of people, and what have you used it for?
Well, when people say sending out letters, flyers, as we're taught, works, I know it works because the very first landlord that spoke to me from us sending out the HMO letters, I'm still in contact with him now. He's now an investor, my investor. So he rang me, the very first person I ever spoke to, the first landlord, which was, I remember it even today, it was a scary thing. I'm talking, I've got to sound professional, I've got to sound like an expert. And we built a rapport. We didn't take one of his properties for whatever reason, but it must have been last September is when he said to me, I've got to sell all my properties because I'm getting older. I don't want my wife to have the hassle of the properties. And he said to me, the next problem I've got is what do I do with the money? And I thought of you. I thought, gosh, I don't believe this. He's right again. And I didn't say nothing to him at the time. We just went our separate way. I've helped him and built a relationship. I helped him in the garage a few times. And one day it just seemed right that I said to him, you know, you mentioned the properties you're selling. Would you consider lending me the money with the security, obviously? And he said yes. And last September, we bought a house at auction.
Awesome.
Yeah, incredible. Brilliant.
And a lot of people say, I'm not going to do landlord letters because I don't want to do rent to rent or I don't want to do HMOs. But actually, a lot of HMO landlords own other types of properties that they might be interested in selling. Yeah, and they also might have some money that they could lend to you. And it doesn't happen overnight. It happens over a period of time. So what's next for Marks? What's the next plan? What's the next goal?
After we raised 150,000 approximately, I thought, that wasn't that difficult, as they said. So let's see if we can do a good job. Now's the time to do a good job. I need to execute this refurb, get it back on the market. And when we're close to exchange, I wonder if he'd lend me some more money. So when the time was right, I said to him, would you consider, once we've exchanged on this one, would you consider lending me the money again? And he said, what, on the same terms? And I said, exactly the same. He said, absolutely. Because he had received interim payments of interest, which my accountant dealt with. He had received his payments. It was in arrears, but after the first quarter, he received his payment. It was such a proud moment for me to send that interest to him, as we had agreed. The house is due to complete, hopefully, this very Friday. He's already vouched that he would go again. Yeah.
So he's basically getting bank-beating returns securely.
Yes.
Why would he not?
He's got a first charge, personal guarantees, which I was happy to give because I want him to feel secure. He needs to be secure. And the process has taught me so much more. Mm. I've got more to talk about with people, more experience, and we're going off to raise what I've set a target for once we raised the first amount of money. I thought it's nice to have a target, be driven. So I thought, let's see if we can raise £1 million worth of private finance by Christmas 24. We're now in, April?
Yeah.
So we're on target and I'm really pleased about it.
What would you say to anybody who's listening, maybe who's tried property in the past, similar to you, didn't go well, and is thinking, you know, I've had enough of property. Can somebody who's not done well in property turn it round again?
100%. Yeah, without doubt. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
That was going to be my next question. Apart from somebody who's tried it before, could anybody, even if they've never tried property, can anybody make a success of property?
I've seen people in this very room today with no experience secure a property on a rent to rent or lease option.
What do you think the big difference is between those that either never try but quit, and those that do it are? What would you say the big key sort of differences are? Is there a key difference?
There is, and it's quite simple. You just have to take action. That's all you have to do. Follow the process, follow what you've been taught, take the action. The results will come.
Awesome. For anybody who's looking to find out who you are, where you are, follow your journey, see what you're up to, how can they find you?
The easiest way is on Facebook. Spend most of my time with my phone in my hand. It's Mark Akerman. Reach out, connect with me. I'm also on LinkedIn. We've got a new website coming as well.
What's the website going to be called?
Well, I'm quite excited about this. We've still got a garage, successful garage business. We can't forget where we've come from. It gives us a good income. So I've seen the property soldier. I've seen the property doctor. So we thought it would be nice to set it up as the property mechanics. So look out for it.
Awesome. So you have been listening to the Progressive Property Podcast. Remember, we are out on iTunes and on Stitcher every single Tuesday. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. You have been listening to Mark Akerman sharing all about his journey over the last 2 and a bit years on property. I've been Kevin McDonald. You've been amazing. Mark's going to be smashing it the rest of this year. Keep an eye out on his journey, and I'll see you next week.